And it is John Gibbons for the Anfield Wrap. And I'm hosting this week. That is exciting. It is Press Conference Extra. We had a bit of a conflab on the name, and that's where we've landed. Fresh from the press conference to give us some extra, I do have Harriet Pryor and Neil Jones. Welcome, guys, in this awful rain.
Not quite fresh, to be honest.
We're not.
Wet. Wet and windswept, but ready.
The sacrifices you both make for us, for your art, for content.
That dash from the Crown Plaza car park gets more dangerous every single week as you get into winter.
As you get close to Christmas, you're going to feel that more. But I was about to get a taxi back, and then Neil was like, well, we're both going to the same place. So he kindly gave me a lift. And he was like, I'm going to park here. And I was like, Neil, you know there's parking under the office. Should we maybe try that today? But we didn't. We soldiered on, didn't we?
No, I genuinely didn't know. But
absolutely good on you. I was like, when we had when it was warm, I was like, oh my, wearing my jumpers again. I've worn them all once. Now I'm ready to go back.
I've done my jumper cycle. I'm ready for t-shirts and shorts again. If you could sort that out, please.
We'll see. Maybe more on the weather to come. I don't think you did talk about that. Hopefully it'll be a bit nicer tomorrow. But what you did confirm, Neil Jones, which is probably the source of the headline story from it, is the Andy Robertson injury. It was interesting to me that he said that they basically tried the best, and they went to a lot of experts and seemed to them, didn't like what they heard, so went to another one. And they've basically all said he needs surgery, and so that's what they're going for.
Yeah, I mean, I think he sort of alluded that he could have done it without surgery, but they'd be taking too much of a longer-term risk in terms of contact or, you know, recurrence of an injury, and with it being a shoulder and something that you maybe don't realise how important it is until it's damaged, or you can't use it, do you? And got a bit of luck, didn't he, with Cody Gakpo?
They got
the good end of the stick with that one. It feels like they got the bad end of the stick with Robertson, doesn't it? It feels like this is probably as bad as it could have been.